Around 40,000 South Africans, who is with the medical humanitarian organization Doctors Without Borders, has worked alongside South Africa's Western Cape provincial government for the past decade in pioneering AIDS treatment and prevention at the maternal HIV positive babies they refer to have contracted the disease from their mothers, who in turn have not been able to obtain the proper care in the prevention of mother children transmission, and says that despite some challenges, they are working hard to eradicate Cape Town Khayelitsha has a proud track record in reducing the number of HIV-positive children born to mothers living with AIDS. One such success story is of Nomsa, one of the many women enrolled in the prevention of mother-to-child transmission program at the clinic. Nomsa, who found out that she was HIV-positive in 2005, recently gave birth to a baby girl. Because she has not only religiously taken her own medication, but because she ensured that her baby took a special pediatric formula of antiretroviral syrup, her daughter Nomsa is HIV negative and now has a bright future. We spoke to Nomsa and asked her to share her experience and journey.
That we haven't eliminated it. But there's still infants that are turning up PCR positive at 6 weeks.
She says they are working closely with the provincial health department to help keep transmissions as low as possible for the several infants that are still affected.
We do worry that women who present very late, either because they just got here from the Eastern Cape or because they haven't gotten the messages to book early in pregnancy. There's some things that can be done, but it's much more risky that they'll have already transmitted HIV to the baby, or they will during childbirth.
So I screamed.
We do worry about women who are on dual therapy during their pregnancy, but have no maternal ART
After expressing much relief that her baby was HIV negative, says that after a two-week wait for Linomda's results, she was ready to start planning and thinking about her daughter.
But if that doesn't occur and the woman continues to breastfeed, then that's quite high risk for transmission.
Cox explains why they have recommended intrauterine device or IUD as a form of birth control for those diagnosed with the disease.
The IUD is a nice option that we've been promoting in Khayelitsha. It eliminates any of the worries, the potential worries.
Nomsa explains how working with the Treatment Action Campaign or TAC has played a huge role in encouraging those affected by the disease to come forward.
The IUD is quite nice. It can be used for 5 years. For example, take DDE, the woman doesn't have to return to the clinic.
Then they told the people that she must come to the clinic. They people listen. We have the radio community.
Perform IUD insertions.
So people maybe they listen to the radios.
Goal is that IUDs account for 5%. We go to the people. Overall contraception coverage in a given area. We're not at 5% yet. It's probably about 3%. And then we talk to the people IUDs. How
important. She adds that the city of Cape Town has been wise to recognize the importance of pregnant and HIV positive,
even under one negative HIV positive planning, pregnancy planning, prevention of STIs and HIV.
Even when you are 2 months or 3 months,
termination of pregnancy services as well. They've had a lot of good management and vision into pulling together women's health services for such a high risk.
While baby Lunomta cries in the background, Nomsa says that it was tough to receive the news about her status.
Infants, and we certainly know that children do much better if their mother is healthy.
Cox says the South African government's consideration of a lifelong ART, known as Option B+, whereby HIV-positive pregnant women receive lifelong treatment regardless of their CD4 levels, could make a difference in the lives of young women carrying the burden of being HIV-positive and pregnant. Mansari Sepeka reporting for AllAfrica.com in Cape Town.
Protecting the woman while she's pregnant, protecting the infant during the breastfeeding period, and then protecting subsequent pregnancies, along with the overall health of the mother. But I think we need to be very careful to not rush women into that lifelong decision too quickly and counsel them carefully, and also have an opt-out option. And in that way, if the woman isn't ready for lifelong ART, that after she delivers, she can have an open discussion with her healthcare provider that she wants to stop HIV medicine until she would become pregnant again. And that way, that decision to stop is planned, it's done with a healthcare provider, and it's done safely. And I think that's a really important part of Option B Plus to include in our plan.
Manzari Sepeka reporting for AllAfrica.com in Cape Town.